Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This next guest has been on our show several times before. You know him from Dateline NBC. He's a man responsible for putting away some of the sickest pedophiles in our country. He is a hero, but he is also a great reporter. Let's welcome back Chris Hansen. Chris, how you doing?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good to have you back on the show. I like, out of all the Dateline stuff and all the Catch a Predator stuff, I, of course, love that. But I also love the one where you did where you followed identity theft, where people were using the credit cards, and you were all over those those letters from King Naboo, going to send you $2 million. I mean, you were one of the first people to be all over those as well.
That was one of the most fulfilling stories I have ever done, because we actually, and it took months and months to lure these guys out. They don't like to meet in person.
Oh yeah.
So for us to get them to come out and to confront them and to say, okay, this is the guy who's been, you know, basically trying to screw people out of money, and many times elderly people who are vulnerable, you know, for years, and to actually confront this guy. I mean, they didn't get arrested, but at least we exposed him, you know.
Sure.
My picture is on, you know, every computer cafe in Lagos, Nigeria right now.
I liked at one point where you used a credit card on purpose and then followed the trail of where the number went.
Right.
That was amazing.
Well, this is the thing where we, you know, this poor guy in upstate New York got hoodwinked into, you know, helping a woman who he thought, you know, was this cute gal named Wendy. And it was actually a Nigerian syndicate.
Mm.
So we start delivering stuff to the house, and he's, you know, shipping this on to Europe and Lagos and everything else. And we bring him into the, you know, Hanson Siege Delivery Company, and we started talking to him, and he says, you know, I said, how'd you meet this gal, Wendy? He said, well, on a internet chat site, but you got to be careful on this chat site. I said, why? Now, I'm not really in a disguise or anything. I'm wearing a Detroit Tigers ball cap and police. And he says, well, you know, you ever see that show To Catch a Predator? He said, did you see the one last week where the doctor caught? I said, yeah. And did you see the one where the guy walked in naked? He said, yeah. And I was about to say, boy, that Chris Hansen's really smart, you know. I thought that was pushing a little bit. But we finally, I mean, we told him the next meeting, but I mean, it was just hysterical. It was, you know, To Catch an Identity Theft cross paths with To Catch a Predator.
Yeah. Yeah. And wasn't that the most amazing thing about To Catch a Predator also, is that the amount of people that said to you, oh, yeah, I watch your show all the time. Well, you know the setup then.
Well, yeah, exactly. There was one guy in New Jersey. You know, we're in this $4 million home on the Jersey Shore, and he walks in and goes, oh, you're Chris Hansen. I said, well, how'd you know that? I watch this show all the time.
Yeah.
I miss it. I download from the internet. I said, do you get what you just walked into?
Big fan of the show. Well, I got good news for you. You're going to be on it.
Bad news.
Well, Chris has got a new show, Killer Instinct with Chris Hansen, which you could find on Investigate Discovery Mondays at 10 o'clock. And I was looking at some of the episodes online, and one of them, you actually sit down and interview convicted killers that they kidnap an elderly woman and then drove her around and, like, showed her off before they killed her?
It was in, Palestine, Texas. That was in season one. We're actually, you know, season one was 10 o'clock. Season two, which starts Monday, is actually 9 Eastern.
Okay, my bad.
The press release went out wrong for some reason. I'm not sure why. But, and Monday night's episode, which is really, really compelling, involves a gal named Megan Barroso, who lived in California, and she totally targeted at random by a guy who, you know, shoots her up with an AK-47, kidnaps her, assaults her, and then, you know, dumps the body in a ravine. And the twists and turns the investigators go through to try and solve this case are just absolutely amazing. And what ID has allowed me to do with the show is let me go do the kinds of interviews I like to do, and combined with these really high quality, dramatic ways to recreate the story. I mean, it's each one of these hours is like a, you know, a mini motion picture.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to, you don't want to, but you want to kind of see what, if you're going to get into it, into their minds, you want to see exactly what it looked like and what it was like to be in both the positions, to be what the killer was going through, what the victim was going through.
Yeah, you want to try and understand it.
Yeah, so the better the reenactment, the more that it takes you through the actual murder or the situation. I understand there's an odd one that happens here in Florida with some kind of woman named Wanda.
Oh, God, it's a compelling story. This fellow was a female impersonator who
worked
in Heap City at the club there, and, you know, Hamburger Mary's. And he was known as South Beach Wanda and was a very provocative entertainer. I mean, his whole shtick was to get into the faces of the customer. And he had a successful career, but he also had a very, you know, kind-hearted nature about him. And this guy was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. But solving the case was you know, quite challenging. And what we do here is we take the viewer on a journey of discovery, right? We show them things they wouldn't normally see. We let them hear things they wouldn't normally hear. And it becomes very compelling. ID, in the coveted demographic, is now the number one network in America because of that.
Yeah.
As the lowest conversion rate of any network. The conversion rate being once somebody starts watching, they don't turn away.
Right.
It's given me this vehicle and this ability to do the kind of storytelling I like, and it's really amazing.
My wife is very much into these shows. She watches ID. She watches. It's weird because, you know, the women have this strange attraction to these shows. And I always say I don't want to watch them. They bring me down. I don't want to watch them. But then if I catch 5 minutes of it, I can't. I have to know how it ends. Even I'm kind of that way with stupid Dr. Phil. You hate Dr. Phil, but if you've seen enough of it, you got like, well, I got to find out how it ends now.
Yeah. I have friends who in season one didn't know what number on the cable channel ID was, who now after every show airs, give me, you know, a 2-page email on they thought of it and how interesting it was. And, you know, I mean, they're hooked. They just get hooked on it.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're one of the better guys to do this. You show a genuine interest in the story that you're involved with, too. And the show is called Killer Instinct. Monday, you could see the rerun episodes at 10, but the new ones start at 9 o'clock on ID, Investigative Discovery. You can find it. Look, just look your guide. It's in all the all the channels. And then once you start watching, you're gonna. And then the best thing about it is my wife's like convinced she's a forensic pathologist at this point. Like just from watching TV shows. Yeah, we all become
learn how to, you know, commit murder.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure though, in the beginning when they just showed medical operations like 20 years ago, that she thought she could do a breast augmentation on her own just from what she'd watched on TV. Listen, is there ever a chance that you'll, are you too well known now to catch a Predator type stuff?
Well, you know, we have Hansen versus Predator, which is coming out soon. So we've already shot our first investigation.
Oh.
And once again, in 3 days, we caught, you know, 11 guys. And it ranging from a, you know, insurance executive from Boston to, you know, a guy who showed up with two guns in his car, a knife, and duct tape.
Oh, Jesus.
12-year-old girl for a ride. So that's coming up soon. We'll know where that's going to air in the next few weeks.
If you ever want to see Panic, like if actors ever want to try and get into a character and you want to show Panic, show the guy that is the rabbi on To Catch a Predator. That was unbelievable. As soon as he found out he didn't know what to do, he kind of grabbed at you, and he was so confused and scared. Like, he knew that his world just ended.
Yeah.
You know, he ended up getting a 6.5-year sentence.
Oh, wow. I'm sure he earned it. The other thing I wonder if you recognize, like we talked to some icons sometimes, like Slash one time. I said to him, you know that long after you're dead, 50 years after you're dead, the top hat on the hair will last forever.
Right.
That'll be great. That's it. Mick Jagger's lips, you know. Chris Hansen's why don't you have a seat will last forever. Or
yes.
like how many times like people have met each other on Tinder and went, I hope when I show up, Chris Hansen's not there. Like, you are in the lexicon forever now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We did a Kickstarter campaign as part of the Hansen versus Predator.
Right.
And, you know, the average age of the Kickstarter employee is 24, and they're all super sharp, people, you know, hipsters in Brooklyn, are we going to the office to have the meeting? And there's this uncomfortable moment where nobody's sitting down to start to talk. And finally, the one with the, you know, the purple hair and the earring says, aren't you going to say it? I get it. Okay, please have a seat.
That's hilarious. All right, listen, Killer Instinct is a show with Chris Hansen. Mondays at 9 o'clock on ID. And then again, you can watch the reruns at 10. I know there's a lot of stuff online, too. It's always good to have you on the show. Continue doing great work, my man.
Love Tampa. Love Tampa. Worked there from 82 to 84 at Channel 8.
Oh, no kidding. That was right before I moved here. I did not know that.
Yeah. No, I was a reporter there for 2.5 years. Bill Ratliff and Rick McEwen and all my buddies.
Gail Searins,
yeah.
No kidding. Oh, good. Hey, great to have you on the show, my man.
In fact, you know what? I'll let you know the next time I'm down there, and I'll pop in.
I would absolutely love that, because I want a future criminal to hear you on our show like they did with the one guy that's like, I just listened to you on Opie and Anthony. People are idiots. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There you go. Chris Hansen. I love that dude.
I love that he said, I'll pop in. I don't know if I want you popping in.
Yeah, I don't need that. Maybe if he didn't do, pedophiles, if he did, some other, light crime, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where you know, I don't know. Like, I showed up at the library with some late books, and he was there. Right. You know what I mean? Why don't you put those on the counter? Let's look at the date on those.
You owe over 25 cents.
What have you been doing with Charlotte's Web since 1974? I don't know. Yeah. There you go. That is Chris Hansen, the Investigative Discovery, the ID Network.
I love it. I love all those shows.
Yeah. If you ever thought about committing a crime, you should watch these shows. Because if you're like, listen, I can kill my boss and get away with it. It seems like a nice fantasy to have sometimes. Watch that show and you realize you can't get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so great to watch people and, you know, then they'll cut to the cops or the detectives and they'll be like, yeah, he's trying to outsmart us and he's talking too much and we knew right away, you know, or how they're just like, oh, no, I have no idea. Really? So you up until this day, you used your phone every day, but this day you didn't use your phone at all and the battery was taken out? We think we know what's going on.
So we did a test of the stuff in your house. There were 18 gallons of bleach poured in your bathroom.
Right,
I don't know.
Guess what you forgot to bleach? The drain. There's hair in there and everything else.
Yeah, I'm convinced that it's impossible to... The only way that you can get somebody... Is sniper fire these days, because you can do it from a long distance.
Or drive by.
Even that, though, they can
traffic cameras.
Oh, I forgot about traffic cameras.
They can get where the bullet's coming from, if the shell casing is there, all kind of stuff.
All right, but that's your best bet is sniper fire with a silencer, and you do it from a long distance, and then you walk out.
By the way, did you notice how I bailed on that word? Trajectory.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I didn't
see the struggle.
I said, you can get the trajectory. You can get where it's coming from.
Oh, you were like my Stingray commercial, where you just give up in the middle of the sentence. Yeah, I don't want to kill anybody, and I don't have any sniper rifles, but I'm just saying, if you can do it from a distance... And then do the Lee Harvey Oswald slow shuffle out of the building. That's the only way to do it.
If
you run out like a lunatic, they're going to be like, he went that way.
I forget what they say, how many mistakes on average a person makes during a crime, like a murder or something like that. I mean, because, you know, most of the time murders are spur of the moment. You know, a lot of the times, even if you're planning, people don't plan very well.
Right.
And there's always the factor of something going wrong. You had to turn this way instead of that way because there was a detour. And then so-and-so saw you while they're delivering papers.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I saw Mr. Wilson. He came right down here.
Oh, like that movie with John Malkovich where he was trying to kill the president.
In a line of fire.
Yeah, and he went to the bank, and the lady's like, where are you from? And he's like, oh, I'm Pennsylvania. And she's like, I'm from Pennsylvania. And then he had to go kill her.
Yeah.
Because they had contact, and then she remembered too much now.
Right.
No, if I was going to do it, I would go sniper from a roof with somebody else's gun that I bought cash.
Who are you killing?
I don't know. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just talking about it in general.
No, but I mean, are you killing a random person, or are you killing somebody... That you know.
Somebody I know.
Okay.
Okay.
It's somebody that you know. You're
somebody who's like fat and moves slow.
So you're already a suspect.
Right. No.
You're absolutely already a suspect. I'm the detective. You're already a suspect.
Yeah. All right. I'm too high profile for this. Let's do it different. I'm killing somebody for somebody else.
Okay.
Okay. So Pete says to me, I got a guy who screwed me over and I need to have him. I go, okay, I got it. So I go up to.
Already a suspect.
No.
You are, because they look at Pete, because Pete had dealings with this guy.
Why do I have to do anything?
Because you're in a circle. Who would benefit from this guy being? Who would benefit from this guy being dead? Pete would. Okay, well, who does Pete have with him? Well, his best friend is Mike. Okay, let's look at him as well.
All right, not Pete. I take an ad out of the paper.
Oh, people. Okay. They got your credit card stuff, information taking the ad out.
Nobody uses a paper. This is very unlikely.
Dark web.
I've been hired on the dark web to kill somebody.
What is the subject?
Stain removal.
Yeah. Wet work.
Oh,
wet work?
Yeah, wet work.
Okay, so I got hired for some wet work.
So that's what that means.
That's an assassin.
Yeah. So I go to a building with a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
I corner up in the building.
Okay, security cameras.
Damn it, Calvin.
I mean, I'm sorry.
You're helping me through this.
But you would, with cameras and all that stuff, you could buy equipment from any, not a Radio Shack, but they have spy stores where you could buy, disruptor. Yeah. At least in a mile radius, you'd disrupt that camera.
Cut the power to the building.
There is a spy store right by my house, and I went to go in there. I was like, oh, this is cool. I want to see what's going on here. And the door was locked, and I go, oh, they're good.
I don't know how to get in.
It was the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, these guys.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. You got to be buzzed in. You looked like a guy that they didn't like.
Cut the power, alarm goes off, sends the thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so I'm not going to kill anybody. You're too...
If you're going to kill somebody, it has to be somebody random.
Okay. Well, I don't want to kill anybody. I'm saying I would only do it for purpose. So I got a time machine.
Oh, come on. Are we making this real or no?
Are we really
murdering people? If we lay out our details, I don't want anybody to steal my way, but I know how to do it and get away with it.
Well, I had a great way.
Calvin had the best way.
Yeah, to get rid of the body, and then they actually wound up using a movie way after I said it. Is if you kill somebody, you take the body. No, you go to an already dug grave and dig down deeper and put it in there.
Oh, the Kevin Costner movie with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, they want no. It was with Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, yeah.
Then he also had one where he would get rid of the gun by tying it to a helium balloon and letting it sail away. And then we did that as an experiment. Some guy found it in the ocean.
The gun?
Yeah.
How long though?
You flew away a gun?
Well,
it was a cap gun or whatever. But we did it, and the guy called because we left a note on it. Said, "Hey, please call if you find this, whatever." And the guy called. And it was like 2 days later. I had plenty of time. I'm gone. I'm in Mexico.
Yeah. Costa Rica.
Yeah. Also, you wouldn't leave your phone number on it.
Right.
Right. But by the time they found it, but where's the murder weapon?
Icicle. It melts.
Yeah.
If I stab someone in the heart with an icicle, first of all, it's a very close murder. I have to look them in the eyes as I do it.
Do you think you could put an icicle through my chest?
Not yours. I like you.
No, but I'm saying you can stab me through the chest with an icicle.
Yeah, they say don't walk underneath them during the wintertime because if they fall, they could literally pierce your skin. They could kill
you. If you're talking about you're just laying there, you're not trying to fight back or anything. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, I'm saying if I was sleeping, he can come stab me.
Yeah, you're floating in your pool. I'm like, hey, you know what? This guy looks like a jerk. I'm gonna go murder him in his pool. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're floating there. There's already a body of water. I just take my right in the heart. Evidence melts. I float around for a little
bit. You miss, hit the float. The float starts to go around the pool. I grab you, and we go for a ride together, and then I drown you.
Oh, right.
That's how that ends. I'm so mad that you popped my float. I love that float.
I'm supposed to win this one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.